this is complicated. The margin protection program is hugely unpopular.
That's the ranking member of the House Agriculture Committee, Colin Peterson from Minnesota.
It got off to a bad start. It didn't work the way we thought because when we wrote the bill, we had high feed costs and a totally different situation than what ended up happening when the bill got implemented. So I've had people tell me in my district, in New York and California and Florida, other places, Texas, that they're never going to sign up for MPP again, no matter what we do. So it was fixed somewhat, and the sign-up is lagging. We're at 50%, you know, a little more. They keep extending it. I think there's so much ill will about the program that I'm not sure they're ever going to get 100% sign-up, even though they should, because what they did is they made this retroactive. So this is a situation where you cannot lose. I mean, if you sign up for $8 coverage, you're going to get, you know, 12, 13 grand guaranteed, maybe more. But they still won't do it because they're so soured on the program. So that's one thing. But the other thing is, when they fix this, you know, I supported cotton, I supported the fix, and I supported the dairy fix. But I had suggested to the Senate that they go to $9 margin, allowing at the top $9 instead of $8, and they didn't take my advice. And the reason for that was that, you know, next year, we're going to be above $8 margins the whole year, according to the futures market. So you're going to have a situation where this isn't going to work next year at $8. So in the House bill, we went to $9. The Senate bill now went to $9. And that's what should have been done in the first place. If we would have gone to $9 when we fixed the cotton thing, which we could have done with no cost, then people would get $63,000 this year under that program, as opposed to $12,000. And that's what they need. These small producers need $63,000 to survive. It's a missed opportunity, but it is what it is. So we're trying to fix it. But I don't think they're ever going to get, you know, if they get to 75% sign up, I would be surprised.
From dairy to livestock hauling, Peterson working on a solution for hours of service and electronic logging devices.
Well, I introduced a bill along with some Republicans to eliminate this ELD on all of agriculture. So if that bill passed, the problem would go away. Whether we can get it passed or not, I don't know. The chairman is not for it, and that's the problem. But we do have bipartisan support. The other thing, though, I met with a guy that runs this program, and there's a misunderstanding out in the countryside about how this actually works. And maybe these are regulations that they came with later, but until you get 150 miles from where your pickup place is, these regulations don't start running. So it's not as restrictive as some people think it is. You know, and once I've explained this to some of my truckers, cattle haulers and so forth, then they find out, well, actually, for what I do, this probably works. You have other people out there that are just opposed to the government mandating them doing anything, you know, and I don't know what you do about that. But so they have made changes in the regulations that I think can make it easier. But it is a concern because we are dealing with live animals, whether it's cattle or hogs or turkeys or whatever it is, and you don't want a situation where you're going to put those livestock in jeopardy because of some rules that we put in place. So we're going to do what we can to try to fix it, and hopefully we'll be successful.
Ranking Member, House Ag Committee from Minnesota, Colin Peterson. In Washington, D.C., I'm Tony St. James.